In the 15th century, Bad Bramstedt's economy began to prosper due to ox trade. Every spring, 10,000 of oxen marched from Jutland in Denmark down south towards the economic centers of the Rhine area and the Netherlands. Among others, those trades followed the old trade road leading through Bad Bramstedt called Ochsenweg. Bad Bramstedt not only was a place to rest, for quite some time it hosted an important ox market. And in this connection, the wooden Roland statue was erected, most probably for the first time in the 15th century. The Roland was the symbol for market justice. The ox traders concluded their contracts beneath him. In case of disputes, a merchant court immediately administered justice, and there was no higher authority to appeal to. Apart from this merchant court, ad hoc getting together here at the Roland, the statue of the Roland had no other court function, as it was the case with other Roland cities. The first written note of a wooden Roland can be found in the court files of the 60s in the 16th century. There is a witness talking about a court hearing took place in the year 1533 close to the Roland. Those wooden Roland statues that had been painted, as it is note in the book of the city, had to be renewed regularly, sometimes due to a fire as it was in case in 1628. Sometimes they just had become too old or they had been thrown over by winds as in 1652. Always a new wooden Roland was erected. It was only in 1693, when the prosperous period of the ox trading had been finished by wars and cattle plagues, that the citizens of Bad Bramstedt mounted a stone Roland statue. Shortly before that, the old wooden Roland once again had fallen down in hands. On 22nd September 1693, a new Roland statue, made of sandstone from Oberkirchen, was erected on a socket in the middle of the bleak. According to eyewitnesses, the stone Roland just looked as the previous wooden ones. Already in 1748 it needed the first restoration, though we do not know any details. But in the winter of 1813 times really got hard for the Roland. During that time there were Russian occupational troops here in Bad Bramstedt. They constructed a huge straw warehouse around the Roland with lots of snow coming down. Last not least, this straw warehouse collapsed and buried the Roland underneath. Afterwards, when tidying up, they found the Roland with severe damages. Both legs and part of the right arm were broken and even the body was damaged at several places. After the war, the re-erection of the Roland statue at first was not successful due to lack of money. With money donations, the restoration needed 800 marks, the city finally was in the position to restore the Roland on 25th September 1827. Though the socket had to be renewed since the old one was too weather-beaten. It was only in 1964 that once again the Roland had to be restored. Since its re-erection on the bleak, a bit further away from the street than before, the Roland just as always is watching over the city's fate.